This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we turn our indie spotlight on audiobook publishers LMBPN and how they've gone about adapting a fan-favorite fantasy universe to audio. Then we'll have reviews in mystery and suspense, including a review of Unto Us a Son is Given, book 28 in Donna Leon's Commissario Guido Brunetti series, read by David Colacci. We have a review of a new series from Alexander McCall Smith, The Department of Sensitive Crimes, Detective Varg, Book 1, read by David Rintoul, and a review of Victoria Hamilton's A Gentlewoman's Guide to Murder, It's an Earphones winner, performed by Heather Wilds. Let's get right to it. Indie Spotlight. LMBPN Publisher. We spoke with CEO and author Michael Anderle and VP of Audio, Steve Campbell, of independent audiobook publisher LMBPN, about how they've gone about adapting a massive fan-favorite fantasy universe to audio. Tell us a little bit about how you started producing and publishing audiobooks. Why did you want to expand into the audiobook format, we asked. Michael Anderle. I started writing and publishing in November 2015. By the next summer, the fan base had grown into the thousands, and many of the fans had been asking about audiobooks. As a long-term listener of audiobooks myself since the late 90s, I understood that we needed to be able to commit to producing the first arc, 7 books, of the series before we started, so we wouldn't leave listeners hanging. The budget would be several thousands of dollars and for those 7 books. And it was hard, a hard decision to wait until I could completely commit to spending the money. Once we had the budget taken care of, I started down the path of finding the voice of Bethany Ann. We collaborated with Emily Beresford after a search of more than 20 narrators for someone with the talent who, 1, could deliver the determination of the female lead, someone with both heart and conviction to pull off the action scenes, and 2, could perform male voices well, 3, could keep the non-action, non-dialogue scenes interesting for listeners, 4, and would be willing to commit to a total of at least 21 books. Finally, I asked if she would be willing to provide narrator notes at the end of each book, be willing to provide a bit about her experience performing the characters and scenes. Fortunately, Emily said yes, and many of the fans have come to love her through those audio notes. Audiophile. How did you come to collaborate with other authors? Michael Anderle. We started with 4 different collaborations at about the same time. The first, Paul Middleton, was a fan. I was helping learn how to produce his own stories. The second, Justin Sloan, had approached me about writing in the Cuthbertian Gambit universe. The third, Craig Martell, I reached out asking him to write in the Cuthbertian Gambit, but in the post-apocalyptic genre, which I don't write. Finally, the fourth collaborator was with Natalie Gray. The demand was so great for Cuthbertian Gambit stories that collaboration was the only way I could think of to satisfy our wonderful readers. Audiophile. What kind of feedback do you hear from fans? Steve Campbell. We do some fun things with our audiobooks, including having some authors record their own author notes and, as mentioned earlier, occasionally asking the narrators to record their own thoughts on the production. Each of those have been hugely popular with fans. Because we produce a lot of stories, the number one comment we hear from audiobook fans is, when will the next book in a given series be released? Which is always a great feeling. Audiophile, anything else you'd like to share about LMPBN? Steve Campbell. LMBPN is honored to have recently claimed the Independent Audiobook Award for Best Male Narrator. Tim Gerard Reynolds won the award for his work in Shades of Light by Justin Sloan and Michael Anderley. The company published its first audiobook in February of 2017, and thanks to the work of some great authors and talented narrators, we expect to exceed 200 total audiobooks by the end of this summer. And that is our Indie Spotlight, having a close look at LMBPN Publisher. Okay, we turn our attention now to reviews in mystery and suspense. And our first review today is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is A Gentlewoman's Guide to Murder by Victoria Hamilton. It's an Earphones winner, read by Heather Wilds. Heather Wilds delivers an intense narration that never slows down. Emmeline Saint-Germain, in the guise of the Avengeress, sneaks through nighttime London of 1810 to rescue a 13-year-old scullery maid from being raped at knife point by her master, Sir Henry Claiborne. The next morning, Emmeline awakens to the news that Sir Henry has been murdered, with the Avengeress as the chief suspect. Wilds deftly navigates the unique voices and accents of people from many regions of England and stations in society as Emmeline questions those of all backgrounds in her search for the murderer and those behind an organized pedophile ring. The story is gripping, and the Wilds performance of the audiobook becomes all the more exciting. Victoria Magia Q wrote that review of A Gentlewoman's Guide to Murder. It's by Victoria Hamilton, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Heather Wilds. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is The Stranger Diaries by Ellie Griffiths. It's read by Andrew Wincott, Esther Wayne, Sarah Feathers, and Anjana Vasan. Four narrators are featured in a murder comes to a British seaside town in this contemporary Gothic tale. Claire, portrayed by Esther Wayne, in a confessional tone, discovers a chilling note scrawled in her diary following the death of her friend and teaching colleague. Anjana Vasan portrays Harbinder, a lesbian Sikh detective who is skeptical of Claire. Moments of cheek aside, Vasan's delivery is briskly formal, like a police report. Georgia, Claire's teen daughter, is portrayed by Sarah Feathers in a youthful tone that is equal parts innocence and rash confidence as she dabbles in witchcraft and experiments with a hidden life. Repeating scenes from different perspectives make for a confusing timeline, but the tension is helped along by Andrew Wincott's intertwined narration of the Gothic story, The Stranger, which is dripping with menace and moments of terror. Sunny Carrito wrote that review of The Stranger Diaries by Ellie Griffiths. It's read by Andrew Wincott, Esther Wayne, Sarah Feathers, and Anjana Vasan, and it's available from Recorded Books for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Unto Us a Son is Given by Guido Brunetti, Book 28 by Donna Leon. It's read by David Colacci. Narrator David Colaci's rambling pace is just right for the 28th mystery, featuring the ever-philosophical commissario Guido Brunetti. This time, the Venetian police detective reluctantly agrees to investigate an old family friend, the wealthy and gay Gonzalo, who is about to adopt a much younger man as his heir. When Gonzalo dies, and his close female friend is then murdered, Brunetti solves the crime while musing on the frailties of human nature. Colaci's Brunetti is gruff and has an understated Italian accent, while his wife and children speak more gently. Colaci switches seamlessly from the storyline to the conversation of the many locals and police officers of Venice. All in all, a delightful listen. Joanne Simino wrote that review of Unto Us a Son is Given, Guido Brunetti, Book 28 by Donna Leon. It's read by David Colaci, and it's available from Recorded Books for 9.25 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews. Mystery and Suspense is where we are today. And here's the Department of Sensitive Crimes, Detective Varg, Book 1 by Alexander McCall Smith, read by David Rintoul. Narrator David Rintoul uses his considerable acting talents to deliver this Scandi Blanc parody of Scandi Noir, also known as Nordic Noir. Author Alexander McCall Smith introduces us to Swedish detective Ulf Varg and his colleagues in the Department of Sensitive Crimes through three cases in which no one gets killed or even seriously maimed. Rintoul effectively differentiates the many characters who do a lot of talking throughout minimal activity that generates a significant amount of contemplation and brooding. Rintoul's performance keeps the listener engaged in the amusing stories. Listeners might wonder if a character named Blomqvist is a tip of the hat to the journalist of the same name at the center of Stieg Larsson's The Girl Who books. This audiobook is well-performed and a refreshingly light listen. Ellen Quint wrote that review of the Department of Sensitive Crimes, Detective Varg, Book 1, by Alexander McCall Smith. It's read by David Rintoul, and it's available from Recorded Books for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in Mystery and Suspense, we have My Lovely Wife. It's written by Samantha Downing, and it's read by David Pitu. Narrator David Pitu's smooth, soft delivery is the perfect contrast to the unnamed protagonist in this domestic thriller about a happily married couple whose hobby is killing innocent women. The story is told mostly through the voice of the husband, who describes his relationship with his wife and problems with his kids, as well as details of the couple's secret life and growing concerns about getting caught. Fitzhugh's performance authentically mirrors the way people talk to themselves and matches tempo, volume, and tone to the husband's varied personas, which range from loving family man to lady killer, literally. Listeners may feel somewhat uncomfortable as they become invested in the husband's story and could even start to root for him, lulled by Pitu's spot-on portrayal. Candice B. Levy wrote that review of My Lovely Wife. It's written by Samantha Downing, read by David Pitu, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Never Game, Coulter Shaw, Book 1, by Jeffrey Deaver. It's read by Kaleo Griffith. Coulter Shaw, the protagonist of Jeffrey Deaver's latest audiobook, who claims to be psychic, devotes his life to solving crimes and locating missing persons with the goal of receiving the monetary rewards being offered. Narrator Kaley O'Griffith's understated performance allows listeners to parse each character's personality while avoiding the incredulity that could result from Shaw's ability to see nuances that police and other investigators consistently miss. The story takes Shaw to Silicon Valley and its environs, where he pursues a kidnapper who is reenacting a violent video game in real time. Suspects range from corporate executives to a woman he befriends during his investigation. A lesser narrator could have diminished the story's twists and surprising conclusion, but thanks to Griffith, the audiobook is consistently entertaining. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of The Never Game, Coulter Shaw, Book 1 by Jeffrey Deaver. It's read by Kaley O'Griffith, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 11.25 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Before She Knew Him. Peter Swanson wrote it, and it's read by Sophie Amos and Graham Halstead. Sophie Amos and Graham Halstead team up to narrate this twisty thriller about Hen, a bipolar artist who's convinced she's solved a cold case murder. Because of her illness, however, neither the police nor her husband completely believes her, especially when she accuses her neighbor, a well-respected high school teacher. Amos, who performs the majority of the audiobook, is careful to avoid foreshadowing, leaving listeners to question whether Hen is mentally stable or undergoing a manic episode. Amos's soft, youthful voice is a foil to the building tension as Hen's snooping becomes more reckless. Halstead narrates a couple of first-person interludes with a dispassionate delivery, adding another creepy dimension. Listeners will be guessing right up to the end of this psychological suspense. Candace Levy wrote that review of Before She Knew Him by Peter Swanson. It's read by Sophie Amos and Graham Halstead, and it's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Save Me From Dangerous Men, Nikki Griffin, Book 1 by S.A. Lelchuk, and it's read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie introduces listeners to Nikki Griffin, the unforgettable, multidimensional heroine of a new action-packed series. Griffin is complicated. On one hand, she owns a bookstore and quotes literature. On the other, she's a private investigator and occasional vigilante, best known for teaching men who hurt women a lesson. She is both the best friend you could ask for and the worst enemy you could face. Lavoie does an incredible job of portraying all of Griffin's layers as the story unfolds. The tragedy she experienced as a child, the devotion she has to her jobs, the excitement she feels as she begins a new relationship, and the determination she has to seek justice, even as she puts herself at risk. Well worth the listen. That review by Katie MacDonald is of Save Me From Dangerous Men, Nikki Griffin, Book 1 by S.A. Lelchuk. It's read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review today is 10 Swedes Must Die, Max Anger, Book 2 by Martin Osterdahl, translated by Peter Sean Valtemade. It's read by James Patrick Cronin. James Patrick Cronin is an excellent choice to narrate this thriller focused on veteran Max Anger, a hardened former special ops soldier who is trying to move on with his life. As the war-weary man is thrust into a hunt for a serial killer, Cronin gets the tone exactly right. His terse, gravelly style fits the villain's increasing brutality. We listen breathlessly, hoping that Max is as smart as everyone thinks he is. Cronin sweeps us along in an atmosphere of murder, intrigue, and escalating danger. He brings across the gruesome details and the frustration of the police in equal measure, maximizing listener enjoyment. Mohana Raja Kumar wrote that review of 10 Swedes Must Die, Max Anger, Book 2, by Martin Osterdahl, translated by Peter Sean Valtemade, and it's read by James Patrick Cronin. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Metropolis by Philip Carr, read by John Lee. Narrator John Lee presents the iconic Bernie Gunther in a compelling origin story. At the beginning of his tenure on the Murder Commission, Gunther is focused on pursuing a serial killer who is targeting disabled war veterans. To uncover the killer, Gunther agrees to follow his boss's revolutionary idea of going undercover. Lee imbues the entire production with gravitas and grit, lending the story a haunting literary tone. Characters speak with vivacity and depth, a testament to both the writing and the narration. Lee perfectly captures Gunther's sarcastic voice with a hint of youthful vibrancy. Despite this being both a prequel and the final book in the series, new listeners can easily follow. The entire production feels grander than one voice, with Lee elevating the story to a captivating listen. John Murray wrote that review of Metropolis by Philip Kerr, read by John Lee. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Carrie Mora by Thomas Harris, read by the author. The author of Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon lends insight and a gentle delivery to his new story of unbound greed and warped obsession. The Gambit involves a psychopathic killer and a young woman in search of $25 million in cartel gold that lies hidden beneath a mansion on the Miami Beach waterfront, and it's both entertaining and engaging. Harris uses his soft and intimate voice to create a sense of looming danger and dread amid the heat and humidity of Miami. His new creation is not as sophisticated as Hannibal Lecter, but Hans-Peter Schneider is as casual in his violence and just as chilling. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of Carrie Mora. It's written and read by Thomas Harris, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have The Sentence is Death, Detective Daniel Hawthorne, Book 2, by Anthony Horowitz. It's read by Rory Kinnear. Rory Kinnear returns to narrate the Meta Detective series by Anthony Horowitz, which also features the author as one of the characters. To start, Horowitz is roped into writing another book about consulting detective Daniel Hawthorne. Kinnear's take on this Holmes and Watson relationship is spot on. As Horowitz, Kinnear's tone reflects exasperation As Hawthorne, he sounds gruff. As the cast of characters who include suspects, informants, members of a bizarre multicultural book club, rival investigators, Kinnear's winning acting is used to perfection in a narration that makes this audiobook sound like a radio drama read by an ensemble cast. The fast-paced story and Kinnear's delivery will keep listeners engrossed, laughing, and guessing until the end. Anthony Farina wrote that review of The Sentence is Death, Detective Daniel Hawthorne, Book 2, by Anthony Horowitz. It's read by Rory Kinnear, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Finally today, we have Nacho Unleashed, Key West Capers, Book 14, by Laura Seamus, read by Jem Mattson. Narrator James Mattson exuberantly presents Key West's ex-mafioso, Bert the Shirt, and his trusty chihuahua, Nacho. They wear matching flashy outfits. Lively descriptions of the locale, residents, food and drink along the diverse accents add to the fun. When newcomer Rita Janot lands a job serving at Wrecker's Rum, locals are concerned about the bar's legitimacy. Bert uses old mafia connections to investigate the place. Mattson is perfectly shining when Nacho takes up the story. He's observant, believable, and funny. While long-winded, Bert is hilariously entertaining. Phone calls are unique and grab attention, while quirky characters, even criminals, are appealing. Listeners will meet bumbling, sweaty cooks, learn about rum, and enjoy a mystery in sunny Florida. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Nacho Unleashed, Key West Capers, Book 14 by Lawrence Seamus, read by Jem Mattson. It's available from Lawrence Seamus for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll finish our reviews in Mystery and Suspense. You'll hear a review of Craig Wasson's earphones-winning reading of the second installment of James Ellroy's World War II trilogy, This Storm, and Sherry Cobb South's Peril by Post, read by Joel Frumkin. Then we have an interview with popular author Kate Atkinson and a review of her latest Jackson Brody mystery, Big Sky, Jackson Brody, Book 5, read by Jason Isaacs. So until then, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, WXXI.org.